Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of Sweet, Sweet Garbage. We have quite a doozy for you this week. We're wrapping up our, biopics from Lifetime, and we decided to end it on the Brittany Murphy story. So it seems self-explanatory what it's about, but if you just want to do a quick synopsis, Jenna, that would be great.
Yeah, so the Brittany Murphy story is a chronicle of Brittany Murphy's rise to fame in the 1990s, her struggles with self-esteem, and her tragic early death. That is pretty much it. I will say this one, there's this theme here. Like, they need to leave Britney's alone.
Yes.
Let's cut this shit.
This one is, like, way more tragic because, for one, Britney Spears is still alive. So,
right.
There's not that, essence of tragedy within that one that there is in this one. And, I think that this movie's, blasphemy.
I don't know. It kind of tarnishes her name, but also tries to, not delve into, any of the conspiracy theories or, any of the, mystery regarding her and, the way, her life ended.
I appreciate that, at least.
Yeah, but, I will say, this is already tasteless. This is already, kind of crossing a line. So, I don't know. I feel like I kind of did want them to go into some of that a little bit because, I feel like most people know that Brittany Murphy passed away, I think, when was it? 2009 or 2010?
Yeah.
It was, a while ago.
I think it was 2009, I think.
Oh, wait. Yeah. It says, 1977 to 2009 was.
It was almost 2010 because she died at the end of 2009. I was
and the thing is, there is a lot of kind of mystery regarding that what happened, because there is the whole thing with the pills and that she was on a lot, but then also then 6 months later, and spoiler alert guys, but this happened in real life, so relax. Yes. 6 months later, 8 months later, her husband died
of the same thing.
Kind of the same thing. And so there is, and people were saying there was mold in her house, and there was all this stuff that might have happened, but then for them to just be she OD'd and fuck the paparazzi. It felt such a basic thing.
I feel like her death was so avoidable, though, because it just seemed as if, she was just no, I don't need to go to the hospital. Because, yes, people die of pneumonia, and that was what they considered cause of death to be, was pneumonia. But, you go to the hospital, and they can easily combat pneumonia.
Right,
and a 32-year-old should be able to, overcome pneumonia. Yeah, I understand she's, pretty brittle because, the one good thing that this movie did was it did show how shitty Hollywood is. And the fact is that she only truly started getting leading roles when she lost a shitload of weight and went blonde. It was she wasn't desirable for Ashton Kutcher until she goes blonde and loses a shitload of weight. Whereas she's been good at and I'm glad that at least her acting proved good enough to, be cast in a Clueless, which is a modern classic, really. And
oh, for sure.
But then it was like, okay, so she was still, like, consistently, like, the best friend or this or that. And then, yeah, like, so it was like, oh, yeah, I had to go blonde and I had to lose a lot of weight in order for, you know, Hollywood to see me as a leading woman. And I'm like, ugh, fuck. So, yeah, this movie did, like, a decent job of showing sort of how shitty Hollywood is. And I think that, obviously, like, there's multiple factors that go into somebody's death. But I think that, you know, the negative attention of the paparazzi did, like, a number on her, for sure. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah. And then, like, seeing, like, the decline of the roles she was getting within, like, a pretty short amount of time. And it was crazy because I always thought she was so talented.
Oh, absolutely.
She was always so watchable, you know? So, like, it seems like, yeah, like, this movie did do a good job because, like, you know, like, once she's, like, you know, like, post-Ashton, like, everything kind of falls apart, and, like, it sucks.
Yeah, and like, the one aspect of this movie was just, like, we're gonna show that they were so in love, and they show that, like, little, like, engagement ring, and then they have that shot where they're all, like, happy, and then she goes away for 3 months and, like, shoots a movie, and then, like, she rolls her suitcase in with her left hand, and we see that, like, there's no ring there anymore.
Right.
Like, whoo.
I know, that was actually, like, I love stuff like that. I love, like, when you have, like, visual cues to things, not just, like, let's not, like, you know, I don't need a monologue about, like, how you guys couldn't hack, like, spending the time apart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God,
like, something looking like that is so through, much better.
I'm, like, looking through her, like, yeah, so, like, yeah, they talk about, like, the first thing she ever booked, like, and it was, like, an episode on Murphy Brown, and then I guess she got, like, 6 episodes on Sister Sister. I, like, legit, I mean, granted, I've, like, watched Sister Sister here and there, but, like, I don't remember, like, her on
Sister
Sister. Yeah,
I feel like I watched a lot of that show. I don't remember.
Yeah, and then she, you know, obviously Clueless was, like, her big coming out party, and it was just, like, and I want to just point out that, like, I'm looking at the Clueless poster right now. Dude, she's, like, not even close to being fat.
No.
Like,
and I think, like, remotely. They did what they, like, tried to make her look frumpy. Like, they did that with clothes, like, in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, to, like, then make her seem like she, you know, got fixed up or whatever. Like, you know, she's Cher's project.
Yeah.
But, like, I think she's gorgeous. Like, I think she's a babe. Like, any dude in high school would be, like, thrilled to get Brittany Murphy.
No shit, right? Like, Breckenmeyer was, like, very happy, I'm sure. Like,
yeah.
Also, low-key, Breckenmeyer's apparently single, and I'm like, damn, he's still kind of sexy. I was like, I gotta get on that Rye app.
He used to come into House of Pies a lot.
Really? Oh.
But, like, I never actually spoke to anybody when I would work there, because, like, I was always such a, like, frenzied mess that, like, I'm not trying to, like, make a bad impression on people. I'm just trying not to, like, throw their food into their lap as I'm, like, tossing it to them.
Yeah, true. And I'm trying to look up when Clueless came out. Like, that had to have been, like, a summer movie, right?
Wasn't that, like, 1994?
July of 95. So it's actually funny as hell. Because I'm sure she did the 2 episodes of Boy Meets World before she did Clueless. But those episodes actually came out after Clueless. So, everybody's probably like, oh, my God, we got Brittany Murphy. Like, I'm sure they were like, oh, yeah, Clueless is Brittany Murphy as Topanga's best friend for 2 episodes.
Like, right. Like, it ends up being such a boon for, like, the producers where they're like, oh, this is great marketing. Like,
yeah. Oh, my favorite marketing ever was Shailene Woodley was still on The Secret Life of the American Teenager when she booked The Descendants and got nominated for a Golden Globe. And I remember they were like, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, starring Golden Globe nominee Shailene Woodley. And I'm like, you're acting as if she got nominated for your fucking dumbass
show.
That
is so funny.
I was like, she did not, because, like, Shailene Woodley couldn't even make that shit work, because that show was so bad.
I will say, like, because I was looking through her I was looking through her, like, filmography, and, like, it's, like, after Clueless, she was in Freeway, which I completely forgot about.
Oh, my God, I know she's in Freeway because, like, my friends and I were, like, obsessed with Reese Witherspoon in, like, 2001, like, after Legally Blonde had come out. So we're like, we need to see everything she's been in. Prior to 2001, there was a lot of things that, like, 12-year-old girls should not see.
Yeah, yeah.
Freeway being one of them. But we saw it anyways, and it's, like, me and, like, my best girlfriend growing up and her, like, little sister. And I'm saying we're, like, 12. Her little sister's, like, 10. So we're, like, watching this movie, and we thought, I don't know why we thought it was, like, the fucking funniest thing ever. But we remember Brittany Murphy in the movie because it's when, like, Reese Witherspoon gets, like, thrown in jail, and Brittany Murphy is, like, in the jail cell. And then I remember, like, I think, like, Reese Witherspoon was like, I'm no lesbo. And then she's like, but, like, I'll, like, make out with you, but I won't fuck. And my friends and I thought that was the fucking funniest line ever. So we would just go around and be like, we'll make out with you, but we won't fuck. And it was just like, and I'm like, it's literally Brittany Murphy and Reese Witherspoon in that scene.
Right, like, two people that, like, when you think of them, you think squeaky clean.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about this. We've talked about this before, but, like, yeah, like, prior to Legally Blonde, like, you know, I mean, one of our, you know, favorite movies is Fear. Like, Reese Witherspoon is not as squeaky clean as she's, like...
She became squeaky clean, like, rom-coms after Legally Blonde. And it's right. A shame because her filmography, like, Cruel Intentions is fucking awesome. Like, for every person out there that's ever wanted to see her naked, you actually can. Because I had no idea when I rented the movie Twilight. Not that Twilight. Different Twilight.
Not that
She's,
Twilight.
Like, banging Liev Schreiber, so good on her. But at one scene, like, somebody breaks in. She, like, friggin' jumps off his dick, runs into another room, and has, like, a gun, and walks out fucking... full spano with, like, a gun, and I'm dying laughing because I'm like, this is just not what I expected, like, at all. I'm like, okay, I'm like, good on you, Reese, but what?
But then, yeah, and it just really is a shame, though, because I do think Brittany Murphy could have very well had the same sort of career that Reese Witherspoon had. Like, she was so talented. She was super funny, too, and that's, like, one of the things that, like, I think people don't talk about a lot is that she was really great at comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, true. She could have, I mean, she could have been doing, like, fucking, you know, romantic comedies and, like, all that stuff. Like, it's just,
I'm, like, looking, just, like, going through her thing. You think that, like, Clueless would have been, like, I'm here and I'm ready to take over Hollywood. And then it's just, like, movies I've, like, literally never heard of. And then... Drop Dead Gorgeous, like, her 99 was really good with Drop Dead Gorgeous and Girl Interrupted.
Yeah.
Like, so, nah, I think Girl Interrupted helped a little bit, like, move her on beyond, you know, where she sort of was, and Drop Dead Gorgeous, to me, is one of the funniest movies I think I've
ever seen. One of my favorite movies.
Like, her, her characters, I mean, my favorite character probably in that whole movie is Amy Adams. It's like, Amy Adams is just, like, first thing ever, and she steals every scene she's in.
Yeah.
But... like, oh my God, because, like, one of my favorite scenes ever is when, like, they're, like, you know, you have Kirstie Alley trying to, like, sabotage Kirsten Dunst because, like, she's so good, and the only way, like, her daughter is going to win is if she bribes the judges. But so, like, she tells her that, like, you know, she, like, steals her tap costume and then says, like, oh, yeah, you're not going to be able to perform in anything that's what hasn't been, you know, that hasn't been approved yet. So, like, Brittany Murphy is like, you know what, fuck this, I'm not gonna win. So, like, take my costume. Like, you know, it got approved a month ago, and then, like, no qualms about it, like, Amy Adams is like, you can't perform naked, I asked. And the way she delivers the line is just so, like, I was just like, this girl is definitely gonna be a star, and, like, she clearly is, but the way, you can't perform naked, I asked. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So that movie is 100% one of my favorites. And then I love when she outs her brother. They're like, the parents are like, you know, like, he's like, yeah. Cause she, like, she's like, you only know my parents had me cause Peter needed that kidney. And then, like, they think that he's, like, the be all and end all. And he's just, like, super gay. And she's like, you know what? You know what? Peter's gay. And the dad's like, what? And, like, the middle, like, it's probably in retrospect, you look back at it, you're like, oh, that didn't age well, but it's still fucking funny in that moment.
Right.
Because she's like, you know what, I'm going to take back something. You know, you think he's so perfect. You think, like, you think I'm shit. So fuck you. Yeah. So, like, I love that movie. Girl Interrupted. Super depressing. Her character is
depressing
as hell.
Yeah.
But then it's still weird, though, because then she's in a movie. Like, I had heard about this. I've never seen it. But it's called, and they mention it in the movie, it's called Cherry Falls. And what it is, like, they try to, like, subvert the genre where the serial killer starts targeting virgins.
Oh.
So it's, like, all, the whole town is just like, well, we have to bang it out now.
That seems like something we should totally watch.
Right? That would probably be a good one. Yeah, it's like, in a small town of Cherry Falls, a psychotic murderer is killing off the virgins of a local high school. So it's like, literally, you know how your virgins never die? Well, in this one, virgins are dying.
So that's funny. I like that. That's one we should definitely check out. But, like, she had, like, a really good run of movies. Yeah. You know, she did that.
Don't say a word.
She was working
really
a lot. Good.
Oh, I always forget she's in Riding Cars with Boys.
Oh, I forgot about that movie. Mm. I don't think I've ever finished it. I feel like I've tried
the
watching
movie
that movie.
The movie is okay. The what it's based on, like, the book it's based on is fucking phenomenal. Like, I wish...
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I wish that, like, the book, like, got a justifiable movie, because the book is so fucking good.
I'll check it out. I've been wanting, like, I've been trying to read more, like, during this whole, like, quarantine
it's
thing.
It's an easy read, too. I think it's, like, 200 pages.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. That sounds good. But, like, yeah, and then she has that.
Just Married may honestly be her first leading role. Like one
right?
that took, like, recognition, and she went blonde. Like, she was blonde in Don't Say a Word and in Summer Catch, that movie bothers me on so many fucking levels.
Is that one with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yes. I mean, he's super hot in it, and Jessica Biel, like, they're both hot, so, like, okay, like, and it's them banging. But, like, what really bothers me is it's, like, a movie about Cape Cod baseball, and Cape Cod baseball is, like, a huge thing. It's a summer league where, like, the best in the country, like, go to play, and that's how they get, like, noticed by scouts and stuff. And Freddie Prinze Jr.'s character is all just like, I need to just make money. I need to play baseball and make money. Like, there's no, like, love in the, and I'm like, people, yeah, cool, you can make a shitload of money playing baseball, but you have to truly love baseball, because to get to the major league level, it's fucking grueling. So I'm just like, this guy's just like, no, it's about getting paid. I'm like, fuck off, Freddie Prinze Jr.
That doesn't make sense, because, like, yeah, athletes make good money, but, like, a lot of times they're just, like, slogging, and, like, you know, most people don't make it. If you're trying to make money, like, do something a little easier.
Also, I clicked on Summer Catch, and I'm not even kidding you, all of the pictures are just straight up Jessica Biel in a bikini, but they're, like, random shots. It's, like, him watching her in a bikini. Bikini. Oh my god, there's a close-up in a bikini. I was like, girl, like, why are all these pictures of just Jessica Biel in a bikini? There's not an actual movie still.
Not
in
an actual
whole
still.
Thing. It's hysterical. Oh, okay.
Well, they know,
I wish
they
I
know
looked that good in
doing.
A frigging bikini, so I get it, but, like, fuck. All of them. But, yeah, so, like, she did Summer Catch, super small role in that. Don't Say a Word was, like, a big, big, big role, and she's fucking great in that movie.
She was great in that movie. That movie, that's also one I feel like we should do at some point, because, like, I love, like, those, like, thriller-type movies, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, we both do, but, like, that's one I think I'd want to do also. But, yeah, like, she has, I've been saying it a lot, she had a really good run in the early 2000s, and, that, you know, she did Just Married with Ashton Kutcher, she did Uptown Girl.
I fucking love that
Girl.
Movie, I don't care what anybody says.
Do people not like that movie?
Oh, like, it literally got nominated for a Razzie, and it's, like, terribly reviewed.
That's insane. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's gonna, like, win Oscars or, like,
I'm pretty,
winning Pulitzers.
Just
but, like, it's a charming-ass movie.
I
want to
fall in love like that. Like, they just fall, like, instantly, deeply, and passionately in love. Like, and I liked their chemistry. The fact that they got, like, nominated for, like, worst on-screen couple. I'm like, have you people seen Terrible Chemistry? Because this isn't it.
Listen, I would write a dissertation on some fucking bad chemistry we've, like, sat through.
Yeah. And, like, I think they're cute. I mean, they dated in real life. Like...
Yeah, like, I don't, yeah. I mean, it seems weird to, like, hate on that movie. Mm. Like, yeah, like I said, it's not anything like crazy amazing, but like, yeah, it's certainly not like horseshit.
And then like Uptown Girls is like, was my introduction to Jesse Spencer and his Australian accent.
Ooh.
But yes, he's beautiful, but he's an asshole in that movie though. I was like, girl, what? And like, that movie's like, Dakota Fanning's like great in it, and she's literally like 9. But I mean, that movie to me is like worse than Just Married.
Yeah, like it was, again, that's not even that bad of a movie, but like, it's not, yeah, it's not, it's certainly not better than, yeah, Just Married.
And then Little Black Book. But like, it seems like, Sin City.
Which one was that?
Little Black Book was where she thinks her boyfriend's like cheating on her.
Oh.
Yeah,
because,
oh, she, okay, has this Palm Pilot and then goes through it to try to find like all of his ex-girlfriends.
Oh, so psycho shit. Okay.
Yeah, and it's, but the cast is insane. Brittany Murphy, Holly Hunter, Kathy Bates, Holly Ron Hunter. Livingston, Stephen Tobolsky, Rashida Jones before she like became Rashida Jones. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And then of course Sin City, which like, she has a small part in that, but mm-hmm, she actually is like very like, she's super vulnerable in that part. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she has like that whole thing about like, you know, she keeps, like, falling for the wrong man, yeah, and, like, she's trying not to be around fucking Benicio del Toro, who's terrifying in that movie. But, like, you can kind of see what she saw in him, because he's, like, very, like, charismatic. Yeah. So, like, you feel bad for this girl.
Yeah, but then again, like, it's so weird. It's like she's in a movie that you think is going to propel her, and then it doesn't. Like, her filmography is very strange.
Right. Like, and it, like, see, like, she's one of those people that I wish could have, like, I don't know, like, formed her own production company or, like, done something like that. Because Reese Witherspoon was able to coast through, like, her, like, late 20s to, like, late 30s doing the romantic comedies. Because she does have, like, the look of someone who, you know, can, like, do these kind of conventional roles. And that's nothing bad being said against her. That's the studios knowing how to use her. Whereas I feel like studios were like befuddled by Brittany Murphy for some reason. Yeah. And it's crazy because she was consistently always able to perform.
Yeah, so it's true. You just think that she would have gotten better roles than she was given. Because yeah, after like literally Little Black, Sin City, after Sin City, it's a, just a bunch of shit that I think went straight to DVD. And she, yeah, did Happy Feet, which is cute. And then, yeah, like,
and on TV, she was the voice of Luann on King of the Hill.
Oh, okay.
Which is crazy. So... like, she's, like, her, knowing that's her voice is insane.
Oh, is she doing a really good job of, like...
Well, you just wouldn't think it was Brittany Murphy. Yeah. Like, she's able to, like, she just sounds like a dumb girl. Dumb southern idiot. And oh, it's like, yeah, really funny.
It's crazy what some people can do with their voices. Like when I found out that like Stephanie Beatriz from Brooklyn Nine-Nine was doing Chloe Barbash on Bob's Burgers, I was just like, what?
Holy shit.
Like, but the thing is, she always does voices because Rosa isn't even her voice.
Yeah,
like
that's
if
true.
You've actually heard her in an interview, you're like, oh shit. Like,
yeah, like she has like a her voice is higher than you would expect, yes, it to be. Even though, like, when you then go back and watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you're like, oh, well, I guess that makes sense. Like, nobody's voice is really that low. But, like, she, yeah, she does it so well, and it's so seamless that you wouldn't think about it. You're like, yeah, no, that's what she sounds like.
Yeah, and then when you actually hear her, you're like, oh, okay.
Or even, like, Seth MacFarlane, like...
Oh, so many voices.
So many voices. Like, I actually just recently found out that he does the voice of the alien on American Dad.
Oh, that
blew my
that
fucking
too?
Mind. Yeah, because, like, him playing the dad, I'm like, well, that makes sense. Like, I get it. But then finding out that he plays the voice of that, like, weird alien that, like, I can't even
isn't
describe
he, like, kind
the
of
voice.
Flamboyantly southern, almost, the alien
sort of,
like.
Sort of. Like, he's kind of like a dandy or something. Like, I can't really describe it. Yeah. But, like, knowing that that's Seth MacFarlane's voice, you're just, like, mind blown. Yeah.
No, it's true. Voiceover acting is crazy. Or the fact that, like, he does all these voices and then for Brian, he's just like, fuck it.
Yeah, he's like, listen, I've been giving you guys a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
also, with this movie, like, I think what, like, super, like, bothered me was, one, the actress playing Brittany Murphy, like, I look more like Brittany Murphy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, it's like, that's how I felt about, also, like, well, just, like, all of them. Like, that guy didn't really remind me of Ashton Kutcher. Like, yeah, I guess he has brown hair.
He was honestly kind of, like, a hotter version of Ashton Kutcher. Like, Ashton Kutcher is objectively good looking, but I've never thought he was, like, super sexy. Like, I thought this was, like, a sexy version of Ashton Kutcher.
Right. Well, because, like, there's something so, like, inherently goofy about Ashton Kutcher. Mm-hmm. That, like, it is hard to be attracted to him. Because, like, when you watch that 70s show,
oh my
you're
gosh,
like, oh my God. Like, I was like, I'm going to hit, like, my head with a brick. Like, you're making my head hurt.
Yeah. And I felt like what they did with this movie was they just, like, took these caricatures of what they believed, like, Ashton Kutcher is. And Ashton Kutcher is fucking brilliant. Like, he was, like, studying to be a biochemical engineer so he could, like, cure his brother's, like, heart defect. Like, right. He is in no way a fucking moron.
He's not
moron.
An idiot. Yeah.
He plays a fucking moron, and he plays it really well, but they, like, made, like, the character felt like he was Michael Kelso, and I don't necessarily think that, I've always said, I don't necessarily think that, like, Ashton Kutcher is a great actor, but I think he is great at what he does.
Sure.
And I think that it is different from who he is. Granted, I don't know him, but I like to believe that he is able to, you know, get Demi Moore, get Brittany Murphy, and then, you know, get Mila Kunis because he's not Michael Kelso.
Right. Like, these are really, like, cool women. Yeah. Like, and I'm sure they're not into him because, like, they want to, like, be his mom. Like, yeah, he actually, like, probably has multitudes that we have no idea. But, like, yeah, everybody's like, oh, no, he's the guy from Dude, Where's My Car? He's, you know, he's just this, like, walking idiot. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, I felt like, and I even felt that, like, that, like, you're like, I felt like the Amanda Fuller played Ty from Clueless throughout the entire movie.
Right. She just seemed kind of,
like, and it's really interesting because, like, she kept this weird, like, accent that Ty had in, and it works really well for Clueless, like, the accent. Like, she's out of town. She has this Jersey accent, but, like, I don't necessarily ever remember Brittany Murphy sounding like that in interviews, in any other movie. Like, I felt like this person was like, just watched Clueless and was like, I'm just going to do this the whole movie.
One of the things too, like, there's the scenes with her and her mom. And I feel like,
so cringy.
It really is, because, like, I couldn't tell what they were trying to do with it. I was like, so are they supposed to be codependent? Like, they just, like, really need to be around
Very
each other all
codependent,
the time?
I would say.
Right. But, like, but then they, like, they sugarcoat it and, like, don't seem to, like, actually seem, they don't seem to think that's wrong. They're just like, oh, no, this is, I don't know.
She's I'm just, like, fine. Yeah. I come with, like, what she says to, like, Simon, she's like, well, I'm part of this. Like, I come with the package. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Like, I love my mom. I have a very close relationship with my mom. But, like, holy shit. Are they these, like, it's like Brittany cannot function without Sharon. And I'm like, right. That's so unhealthy. And the mom, like, feeds into it, too, which is like, no.
Yeah. Like, well, that's the thing. It's like, so we're watching these, like, really uncomfortable scenes with her and, like, her mother and, like, how they are all, like, you know, connected or whatever. But then, like, they're, yeah, I don't know. It just, like, it, the whole thing made me super uncomfortable. And then, like, they never really, like, discuss it or go into depth about it. Because then, like, when when Brittany dies and it's just like, oh, now they're, like, now they're sad and that's fine. Now they're grieving. So.
And then I like at the end how they kind of like, they show this throughout the whole movie, they show this like unbelievably loving relationship. And then at the end, they were like, and Brittany could have been poisoned. And it's like pointing a finger at the mom because she's the only one in the house that didn't die. I'm like, I highly, highly, highly doubt that this woman would have literally fucking poisoned her child.
Yeah. No, I know. See, like, that's again, that's the thing about things being in poor taste. It's like, either go there or, like, fucking don't do it. Because, like, that's just, like, trying to toe the line at something super tasteless, but, like, doesn't actually, like, you know, shoot from the hip. So then you're just like, ah, you fucking wasted an opportunity here. Like, that's so annoying.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And I'm just like, so bad. It was super disturbing. And I love how they also had that little, like, at the 8 Mile premiere, she's like, oh, yeah, like, Marshall is such a great guy. And, like, he gets a bad rap. And I'm 100% on that. I'm, like, Eminem's, like, number one fucking fan. I don't think that he's homophobic in any way. I actually don't think that he's sexist in any way. So I'm, like, on the Marshall being misunderstood bandwagon. And then they're like, so are you two dating? I'm like, he was fucking married then, I'm pretty sure. And they're like,
I think they did date. Because, like, him and his wife have been, like, so on and off
for, like, 100 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're going to die married. But, like, there was a period of time where she, like, wasn't in his life or their daughter's. And I think that was around the time they made that movie. Because, like, I think they did have, like, I feel like I remember when we were
Eminem. I would have 100%.
Oh my god, I would have thrown myself.
And this is like I'm like 28-year-old Eminem, and I'm like, yeah. He had just gotten divorced. He got divorced in 2001, and then got remarried in 2006, and then got divorced.
Oh, so they actually remarried.
They've been married twice and divorced twice. Yeah.
Oh man,
because she's like the only girl that like he's definitely the kind of person that, like, doesn't trust other people and, like, can't be with a girl because it's like, oh, they're just gonna want to be with me because I'm Eminem. And he's like, well, like, she was with me long before I was Eminem, so, like, I can trust her in a way. Like, she liked me from Marshall, you know?
Right.
And I was like, bitch, I would have liked you from Marshall too. Like,
you yeah, are you chance. Kidding? I'm like, listen, yeah, I'm glad you're a mogul. I'm glad you have money, but, like, I'm gonna make my own money, so eat shit.
Yeah.
Like, we can date. Don't worry.
Just bring your nearly 50-year-old bearded ass over here, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he was in this, he had, like, a small cameo in this last episode of SNL. And I was like, dude, he still, looks still so got
good.
It.
He looks so good still. And he's, like, so charismatic that I've always been, like, I found it funny that he, like, never did more acting.
Like, well, truthfully. He seemed to say he didn't like it. I feel like it was, well, I think if he, like, had started off doing, like, smaller parts or, like, you know, like, more side parts. Maybe he would have, like, worked his way up to, like, an 8 Mile. But he started off with 8 Mile, and that's so stressful. That's, like, 15-hour days. You're just, it's insane.
And he's like, so good, and it's not even, like, oh, he's playing himself. I'm like, fuck off, dude. Like,
but it's also, like, people say that, but, like, people don't seem to realize that it's actually very hard to play a version of yourself.
Yeah, right?
Right, like most people, like, if you put a camera in front of them and were like, hey, act like yourself, they would look super uncomfortable. They wouldn't know what to do. They can't do it. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. But people trying to be Brittany Murphy, not good.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, when was this movie made? It was, like, 5 years after she died. Like, you're just like, dude, what the fuck?
Did we, I love Brittany Murphy, but, like, we didn't need this movie, like, ever. And I don't even think you need any movie about Brittany Murphy. Like, even if you want to, like, tell her, and it's not because she's not entertaining and doesn't have a story to tell, but I just, like,
the thing is, the movie that these people wanted to make, this movie about how, like, paparazzi, like, crushed this girl and, like, you know, kind of, like, left her out to dry. You could do that movie without bringing in Brittany Murphy.
Oh, 100%.
Like, you don't have to bring her into it because, like, I think you could make a very compelling movie about how, like paparazzi and, you know, and, like, Hollywood studios and, like, how, like, girls are affected by this. But then putting an actual name to the person just kind of then I mean, it cheapens her story in a way, because, like, she's more than just, like, what Hollywood thought of her.
Yeah.
But even this movie didn't seem to really give a shit about her outside of Hollywood.
I wonder, like, what... I don't know. I wonder what these producers think that they're going to gain from, like, making this type of a movie.
Right. Because, yeah, I mean, we've been saying it, like, all month. We've been like, these are, like, pretty tasteless.
Oh, yes.
But then also, like, they're also kind of boring. Like, in a way
that,
like...
This one is very boring, too.
So, like, it's funny because, like, again, I've said it a bunch. It's, and I'm going to keep reiterating it, I think. Like, it's just... I think they know that it's tasteless, so they get self-conscious about it, so then they pull back, so then you do get these, like, long stretches of really boring scenes, and then, like, then they'll throw something that's, like, a little tasteless, and then it's, like, this weird whiplash.
Yeah, and I don't know, and I just felt like they bring in Alicia Silverstone, and they just make her seem like she's a fucking bitch. And, like, just a fucking bitch. And we only get, like, literally, like, a scene and a half with her. And it's just kind of like, oh, yeah, we don't care about you. Like, oh, cool. Like, yeah. And I'm like, I feel like that seems not true at all.
Right. Or the, like, PA
talking
the
about how she's
that?
Dog shit ugly. I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck? I'm like, this 100% did not happen.
Right.
No.
Oh, no. Like, I remember, like, when that scene happened, I was like, like, oh, hell no.
Yeah,
like,
I got so pissed. There's not enough makeup to, like, make her look good. And I'm like, or, like, yeah, no makeover is going to make. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude? I know. Ugh. So shitty.
Like, and I low-key kind of wish that they had cast, like, a young Paul Rudd to have just been like, yo. Fuck you, and, like, walk away, and you're like, that's definitely Paul Rudd.
Yeah, no, see, you know, that would have been nice. Yeah, let's have Paul Rudd, like, be, like, a white knight. Like, yeah. I would eat that shit.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. But, yeah, so, I don't know, and they just touch on, like, the little bits of, like, Clueless is truly the only, like, movie that they actually had, like, oh, yeah, Marshall's, like, a really great guy, or, like, they touch on, like, Just Married, and they touch on Clueless, because I guess those, in essence, are probably two of her bigger films.
Right. Yeah, like, I would say, like, those are, like, the big ones that I think people think of.
Because, like, the relationship with Ashton Kutcher, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, how long did they date, too, is my, like, question.
I can't remember. Like, I feel like it was about a year. Like, it wasn't anything, yeah, like, super long, you know?
But they tried to make it seem like she was just this homebody that, like, never wanted to go out, and she was just perpetually depressed, and that he was like, I want to rage! Which, like, could have been true, because I'm pretty sure him and his, like, nah, That 70s Show boys were always, like, partying and shit, but...
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it was just like, alright. I mean, he ended up marrying a woman that was, like, fucking twice his age, so I highly doubt that he was like... Yeah, all I want to do is, like, go get shit-faced, but I'm going to leave my, like, 45-year-old wife at home. Like, no.
Would you say, do you have a batshit moment in this movie? Like, was there anything? I'm trying to rack my brain.
Yeah, I'm, like, trying to really think, because I didn't, like, jot one down necessarily, because I was just like, oh, is there one? Because, yeah, it's kind of, like, again, slowish.
Yeah, it's told, and it's told very straightforwardly.
Yeah. Like, and, like, there were even moments in this where it kind of made me angry that they were, like, that when, like, her friend from, like, Jersey comes to visit and Brittany's like, she's home, but, like, I'm having such a tough time relating to her. And I'm like, fuck you! Like,
yeah,
I highly doubt.
Yeah, like, that whole thing about the kale.
Yeah, I highly doubt that, like, she was all, like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, too famous for her. I'm like, eat a dick. Like, that just, like, again, I don't know who Brittany Murphy is, but, like, she just doesn't seem like that type of a
person. Well, and, like, so, yeah, like, there will be these, there are scenes like this, and then, like, I was wondering, and I tried looking it up, but I didn't see anything. But, like, it seems like, I was like, is there a book? Like, is there some sort of source material that they're getting this from? Like,
I don't think
so. It just seems like it was written just somebody wrote it and was like, oh yeah, we'll just, it's Brittany Murphy. It's Brittany Murphy. Let's just make sure she dies at the end.
Yeah, yeah. We have to, you know, we have an end, death, but you have to figure out how to get there. And, you know, in the middle, she kind of does Ashton Kutcher for a while. And, you know, like, that's it. Like, you know, let's just go from there. She was in
perfect.
Clueless, you know.
Yeah.
That's the pitch. You know, we're going to, like, you know, she did a stint on Murphy Brown. And then, you know, like, she booked Clueless. And then, yeah, you know, like, her and her mom really like each other. And then she's fucking Ashton Kutcher. And then, yeah, she did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then there's this creepy guy that I guess she married. But, that's it.
Like, I do not understand. Like, they portray him as literally, he starts out as fucking paparazzi. Like, he's just a paparazzo.
Right, which I don't think is what happened in real life. I think he was, like a weird, like, businessman type. Like, you know how, like, Anne Hathaway was engaged for a while to this, like, business guy, but then he turned out to be, like, like a thief?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that was what this guy did. Like, he was known for, like, seducing, like, really wealthy people and then, like, fucking, like, bouncing. Which, like, good for this guy. Like, with what that guy looked like, it's insane to me that he was able to pull that scam off more than once.
Right?
Yeah. That was the thing. Like, the whole paparazzi thing didn't make sense to me because I'm pretty, like, I'm almost 90% sure that's not what he did at all.
Yeah, it also says that he had divorced in 2006, and then that year he met Brittany Murphy. They show him having met Brittany Murphy at a random party, like before she even did Just Married.
Right.
So, like, right. none of that is true.
Yeah, no, it's not. And, it's super weird to me that they did this whole thing with him, like, following her career, even though that's, like, very clearly not what happened.
Oh, I think it's not my batshit moment, but it's, like, my most ridiculous moment was when he's like, oh, yes, do you remember the first time we met? And she's like, oh, yeah, like, at that party at that random loft. And he's like, no, it was at the Clueless premiere. And he's, like, one of the people, like, taking up her pictures, and he's like, Brittany, like, who are you, Brittany? And she's like, I'm Brittany Murphy. And he's like, no, but, like, who are you? And she's like, oh, God. I remember that. And, like, I took it with me. And I'm like, oh, God. Fuck you, Lifetime.
So this guy, he was a screenwriter, a director, and, like, producer. And he did, like, makeup. I think he just, like, did his own, like, stuff, probably.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But, like, that's crazy. And, like, yeah. So I would say that goes into my batshit moment because, like, there's that thing where she, like, when she, like, faints or whatever and then, like, is in the hospital. And then he's at her bedside.
He, like, is outside with all the paparazzi. And he's like, they're not your friends, Brit.
Yeah. That to me was the weirdest one because I was like, what the fuck is this? What are you...
And then she's like, it's all right, I know him. I'm like, you don't know him. You, like, talked to him for 3 seconds at, like, a party 5 years ago.
Like, come on.
And then I don't remember, granted, I was, like, not, like, I still don't like TMZ or any of that tabloid shit. But, like, I don't remember her being, like, such a tabloid fodder.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it sucks because I know it's junk and I know those people are, like, awful, but, like, I love gossip mags and I do like watching TMZ. I know it's trashy, but, like, you're right. Like, I don't remember people talking about her that much. Right?
The most because, like, was Ashton Kutcher.
The most was, like, yeah, around that time, like, 2002, 2003. But then, yeah, you think about how, she would have probably been getting better role offers if she was being followed around by the paparazzi all the time.
Right, to the point that they're, like, outside of, like, her shopping? Like, I love Brittany Murphy, but I never thought she was on that tier of celebrity. Right. They're like, we've got to know where Brittany Murphy's shopping today.
Yeah, like, after Ashton Kutcher, yeah, I really don't think... I mean, I'm sure, like, they did blurbs about her, and I'm sure they did take her pictures and stuff, but, like, it wasn't like, it wasn't on the level of like some of the stuff we've already seen with like Liz Taylor or like, you know, Britney Spears, obviously. Like,
Britney Spears was the number one pop star in the entire world at one point. So like, yeah, that makes sense.
Of course they're going to take her fucking picture. They're going to be like
outside
her house.
And she was dating the guy in the boy group that is like the number one boy group in the world.
Like, of course, like, come on.
Yeah, I get the paparazzi doing all of that, but yeah, Brittany Murphy seems so, like, odd of a choice. So, I mean, I assume some of it had to have been true when they were like, oh, what was it, the Jordache junkie, and, like, things like that. So I think these things probably were true, like, they did write these things, or because she went to the hospital, they automatically were like, oh, it must be drugs, so let's just write it.
Well, too, like, it's funny, because, like, she did, like, you know, she lost all that weight and, like, went blonde and started getting better parts, mm-hmm. but then also people were saying, like, in real life, people were like, oh, she's got a coke addiction. Like, yeah. I mean, people are
she
just
did drop
awful.
Weight really fast, though.
Yeah, I mean, sure, she probably had Adderall or, like, any diet pill, probably.
Yeah, and what, like, really bothered me, again, do not, like, it's so murky surrounding her death, like, anyways. So I feel like, but I feel like this showed us just being, like, don't self-medicate and go to the fucking hospital or you will, like, you will die. Like, in essence, she, like, killed herself by refusing to get help.
Yeah.
And I don't know if literally if any of that is close to being true, but if it is, it, like, angers me because I'm like, we could still have her. And then I feel like at this point, if she was still alive, I hope somebody would have gotten her the fuck away from that guy. Because, again, I feel like most of that had to be true, too. Because are they going to just make up all these things? Whereas you could look up and see that, yeah, he has this rap sheet like this. So this is somebody that she should not be with. Right. So, like, let's get her the fuck away from him. And let's actually, like, truly rehabilitate her career. Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's a moment in this where it's like Ashton Kutcher sees her in a diner because he knows she's always there on this date with her mom. And he's like, you know, I'm producing this show and, you know, I want you in it. Like, I don't know if that happened at all. Like, probably not, but
well, it's it nice could have. And it would have been nice. Yeah, like, finally having her, like, do consistent work would have been so awesome.
Yeah, and then I love when he was like, the husband's like, oh, yeah, we're not going to get her back into television. Like, she's too good for television. And I'm like, ah, dude, television is so good
now. Yeah, no, it is the golden age of television. She would have, like, it's kind of like how, I feel like, yeah, if she were still alive, she probably would have pulled, like, a Kirsten Dunst. Like, she disappeared for a little bit, like, was doing her own thing, and then came back and started just fucking slaying on TV. I do, like, see, that's one. I do feel like we as a society have, like, like, fucking just, like, slept on Kirsten Dunst. Like, you and I obviously love her, but, like, people do not respect her the way they should. Like, she is so talented.
I mean, the Golden Globe saying, sure, Lady Gaga, like, slicing open a guy while she's having sex with him and then sucking out his blood is definitely more worthy of one of the most nuanced performances on one of the best seasons of television
ever.
Sure. Ever. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least the Emmys were like, oh, we're going to nominate her and literally not nominate Lady Gaga. But she still didn't win the frigging Emmy. And I'm just like, what?
Ugh, it's sad. It really is sad, like, thinking about, like, that life just, you know, being cut down short. Like, it's really depressing.
32 years old, like, to me, it's just, like, yeah. And I, like, yeah, I was, a big fan, and, like, when you read, like, oh, Brittany Murphy's dead, you're like, what?
Yeah, like, what are you talking
like, you're
about?
Like, no. You're like, no, like, there's no way she's dead. And unfortunately, she is. She's been dead for over a decade at this point, which is even crazy.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
I don't know.
So where would you put this on the garbage meter?
Fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even, like, just, like, worse than garbage. Like, but not, like, a sweet or hot garbage because those are fun. This is just,
this
like.
This is trash. Just straight up
this
trash.
This is just a. Like, I don't know. It's just a disservice to her memory.
Yes.
there's absolutely no need for this to have been made. Everybody in this movie can literally, like, fuck off. I don't care if you're just like, oh, this is a role and I needed a role in a movie. Like, fuck you. I literally don't care.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's I don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah. This was, like, the one that I thought was the most distasteful of, like, all the ones we've seen. Yes. For sure.
Yeah, it's just I think a lot has to do with the fact that she's dead. Like, again, like, Britney Spears is not dead.
Right.
Like, you know, so you could do all these things. She can have her, like, boudoir tape with Justin Timberlake and, like, maybe never had it, but I'm sure it exists. But, like, you can make up shit, and I'm, like, okay with it because, like, she's, like, Britney, and she can just be like, you know what? Fuck you, Lifetime. Versus, like, literally Brittany Murphy can't say anything.
Yeah, because at least, yeah, Britney Spears was able to kind of take the narrative back a little bit where she was like, I have nothing to do with this and I disown it and, like, I think you're garbage if you watch it. So, like, she can at least shame people. Like, obviously, I'm still gonna watch it. I'll watch all kinds of garbage. But, yeah, like, Brittany Murphy is, like, can't defend herself.
So, yeah, at all.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, I wouldn't even say watch this. Don't, like, you don't need to.
Yeah, it was...
Just rewatch Clueless.
Yeah.
Rewatch Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Do the filmography, Brittany Murphy's filmography, and be upset that she can't make more movies.
Yeah. Yeah, and just hope that she could have gotten the help that she probably desperately needed. And it's very unfortunate that she's not alive anymore.
Yeah. So, yeah, so on that bummer of a note, thanks for watching, or thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, you don't want to watch. I'm literally wearing a A-Rod Slaps Ball shirt, which might be homophobic, but is also 100% accurate. Because he does slap baseballs out of people's hands. So, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be back next week with a new set of movies. We're done with the biopics this month, and it's been really great watching them and talking about them with you guys. I've been having a great time with you, Bailey, just ripping them to shreds.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty awful, and like you said, they weren't even fun to watch.
Yeah, like, this is the first time, like, they actually, like, felt kind of like a job.
Yeah, I think I had to check a couple of times during the Brittany Murphy one. Just to be like, yeah, this is bad. But yeah, thank you for listening, as always.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby.